Right, before we get to Rav Zeira, just there's one more nekuda on the Mishnah, which we didn't address. So let's just talk about the Mishnah's case one more time, and then we'll get to Rav Zeira. The Mishnah, someone was seicha parah bechaveira v'shila la'acher u'meisa kedarka. So since it died kedarka, the seicha is potter. So that was the case where the Seicher makes a profit. The Mishnah says, Yishbah HaSeicher Shemesa Kedarka, that the Seicher is Chayiv Shvua. Now, in most cases, the Seicher won't know what happened. The Seicher did not have the Parah at the time that the Parah died. He had lent it to the Shayil. So, if it happens to be that the Seicher saw what happened to the Parah, so I understand that the Seicher could swear if he knows what happened. However, probably in most cases, he won't know. So what's the din if he doesn't know what happened? The Ritva brings a Machlaikis Rishainim. What would be the din? What do you think? If the Seicher doesn't know? Seicher doesn't know. What? You won't be able to swear. Seicher has to pay. If Seicher doesn't know, he doesn't have to swear. The Shita also, and the Ritva bring that from the Ravid, that is chayiv, and that the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says you swear any idea, and if you swear any idea, you're going to be potter. And he's masber. Why is any idea potter? He says it's a case of any idea nischayafti. Any idea nischayafti. What don't I know? I don't know if I have chiyuvim to you. The animal died. Could be it died. It could be a Dachalai Bainis. Some may Tim Chavere, El of Araya. So the Ramban holds that it's enough to swear. Excuse me. It's enough for the Seicher to swear any idea. And that's good enough. Even though the Lashna Mishnah is Yishba HaSeicher Shemesa Kedarka, it's more mashma like the Raivit than like the Ramban. But that's the Shita of Ramban. Yep, I'm paying you a shvua that I don't know I'm chayiv to you. I owe you a shvua that I don't know I'm chayiv to you. You know, if you don't trust me, maybe I know I'm chayiv to you and I'm not paying you. So I swear there is some tayelus in a shvua any idea. He's swearing any idea. If he would know he's chayiv, he won't want to swear and he'll pay. But it's not the shvua mesa kedarka. The truth is, we find a similar machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, in Simi Shin Mem, by a shayil, who borrows an animal and works with the animal. And after he works with the animal, he parks it in the barn. The animal has a heart attack and it dies. So what's the question? Did the animal have the heart attack because of the work? It's Mesa Machmas Malacha. It just finished working. Maybe that's why it had the heart attack. Then it's Mesa Machmas Malacha. Or maybe the animal just died Kedarka. If it died Kedarka, Shailas Chayiv on Mesa Kedarka. So the person who used the animal, he doesn't know. Why did it go figure out why it had a heart attack? He can't figure it out. He doesn't know why. So the halacha is that if, while it was working, it started to seem sick, you could assume it's Mesa Machmas Malacha. But if Lahirgishbai is Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, he didn't recognize anything at the time it was working, it blives a suffix. And since it blives a suffix, the Shayil is Chayiv. That's what they bring from the Rosh. That if he doesn't know it died, Mesa Machmas Malacha, the Shayil is Chayiv. the Beis Yosef, after he brings down the Rosh, he has a kasha. Amai nechayvenu misafik. Why should he be chayiv misafik? He doesn't know if he's chayiv. If it's any adam is chayavti. The Beis Yosef says, it's any adam is chayavti. So it's exactly like the Ramban. I don't know if I'm chayiv by Mesa Machlis Molach. So since I don't know if I'm chayiv, so why should you say it's chayiv? Why does the Rosh say it's chayiv? You should be potter. As I state in Beis Yosef. A pashtus hasvara is which way? If you borrow something from me, when I say I give it back, you say I'm not sure what happened to it. That's any day praticha, any day nischayafti. I would think. I would think if I lend you something, and you don't know where what happened to it, you don't know why it died. I would think that's any day praticha. No. What? I guess that's all part of the question. Who's the murzik? When I lend you something, I'm the teveya, because I'm teveya that you should pay me. So in a sense, you're the muzik. But if I lend you money, I'm also the teveya, and then it's any adam praticha. When I lend you an animal, if there's any idea, who's the one that's becheskes chayiv? Is it the borrower is becheskes chayiv, or is it the owner who has to prove shen is chayavta? No, the Pashas Asvara is which way? Pashas Asvara, if I lend you something, I would think, just like if I lend you money, so it's any adam praticha, if you don't know if you paid me. If I lend you a para and you don't know what happened to it, I would think it's any adam praticha. So now that it died, you don't know if. It died from Mesa Machas Malach, or it died from Enz. So, therefore, you don't know if you have a Ptor, or you don't know if you have a Chiv. How do you look at it? You don't know if you have a Ptor, you don't know if you have a Chiv. I don't know. Apisvara, I would think that the other way around. I would think that's it, like the Ravid holds. That's any adam praticha. If I lend you something, I lend you my car. So now I ask you, where's the car? You say you don't know. So that's any adam mischayafti? Or that's any adam praticha?
I know I have a chiyuv to you.
Right. See, it's a funny thing. You don't know if you had a chiyuv to me. You certainly had a chiyuv to return my car to me.
But
the minute I lent you the car, you had to return the car. You don't have to pay. You don't have to return the car, which is mine anyway. So there was no chiyuv tashlum, and there's just a chiyuv to return the car, which maybe is not as chayvus. So what do you say?
Shlomo is like a shrimp. It's not that I have to return the item. But this item that you're holding belongs to someone else. It's not that I have to pay it back. So misa is a chiyuv. It's not chayv.
Chayv is your mask. Say the big chiyuv.
That's where we're learning the whole time. If something happens, of course, the mask, or assuming responsibility. There's never chayv before anything happens.
That's saying the second thing. You put two atalis ever said. And the first thing Yaki said, I think, is what the Ktzai says. The Ktzai says, a shomer doesn't have to return things. There's no chiyuv hashava. A shomer has to return things. He just has to watch things. The Baal will come, we'll let him take it. A chiyuv hashava, a chiyuv tashlumin. A chiyuv tashlumin. He seems to say that on a shayel also, huh? If you borrow something, you don't have to return it. Just if the person comes, you have to give it to him. As the Tzai says, that we don't find anywhere such a lashon that a shomer has chiyuv hashava, chiyuv teivet. He's not becheskes chayiv. If I have something of yours, I have to watch it. Even if I borrow it, I have to watch it. I have no chiyuv hashava to return it to you. When you come, you'll be teveyet, you can take it. So that, I thought, is a very big chiddush. No chiyuv hashava, especially in a shayil, that it's kol anar shalai, you're going to say, there's no chiyuv hashava. What do you mean there's no chiyuv hashava? I just to make it available for you. I don't have to return it to you. So Tzai says, that's pshat, in the Beis Yosef, the Mekuy Yosef, and in our Ramban, that it's any adam nischayavti. If you lend me something, you give me something to watch, I'm becheskes potter. I have your item, it's your item. I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you something. I think this is what the Tzais is saying. Maybe not. It's a long Tzais. It's Shin Mem Sivkot and Gimel. And if that's what he's saying, it sounds like a bit chiddush to me, especially by a shayil. If you borrow something, you don't have to return it. You just have to make it available to the owner to get it back. This. The second thing Yaki was saying is what I thought maybe would shtim a little better. What we want to know, why is a Shomer Chayiv? Well, we spoke about that the first day of Zman. Why is a Shomer Chayiv when something happens? Why does he have to pay? So we had two Hesberim. We had either that a Shomer pays because he's a Mazik, because his lack of Shmira caused the damage, he has it's Begeder Mazik. Or he pays, the other Pshat was, that he has a Kabbalah Sachrayis. When he got it, he was Mekabel Achrayis. So without any big chidushim, it fits so beautifully that it's totally in this. If you're a shomer, or a shoyel even, and you don't know what happened to the animal, is that any adam nischayavti, or is that any adam parati? It depends. Why would you be chayiv? If you'd be chayiv al tzmazik, and you're saying, I don't know if I'm a mazik. That's any idea if him is chayafti. You know, you're a mazik. It's pashut. It's any idea is chayafti. I'm only chayiv if I was mazik you. I don't know if I was mazik you. That's any idea is chayafti. If you learn that it's chiyuvei piroi, that it's a kabbalah achrayis, the payment comes because you're makabal achrayis. Makabal achrayis means when you took it, you're makabal achrayis on this thing. So now the question is, did you satisfy your achrayis or not? You have a certain achrayis to me. Did you satisfy? If you don't know if you say, if you're not, you don't know if you satisfied it, that's any day in Paraticha. You will know when I give you something, you're makabal achrayis on it. Like we said, two achrayis, and one to watch it papayil, and one to return it. So if you have a kabbalah achrayis to return it, and you don't know if you returned it, if you don't know if you chiyuv to return it remains, that's any adam parati. Now how would that fit in name-wise? It would come out that the Beis Yosef would be holding any adam nischayavti. So he holds that it's a din in any adam nischayavti means that it's a din mazik. The same thing in our sugya. If you hold an our gemara that when you swear any day it's good enough, like the Ramban, that means you hold of a din mazik. And the Rosh, who holds it's any dam parati, and the Ravid who holds any dam parati, they hold kabbalah sachrayis. That's the way that it would seem to work out. So what we need to do, if this Tikkun Torah is right, is go back to shear the first year of this man, because we had a raiva there also. But when we said the whole thing is gebayt on ktsais, the raiva said that if you give somebody something to watch, that he can't quit in the middle of this man. If you give it to a shomer, shomer watch it for 30 days, so he can't quit in the middle of this man. The Rashbi asked, why can't you quit? Any worker could quit. Why can't you quit in middle? So the way we explained the Ravid then, the Ktsais explained it, the Ravid then, was that you could quit on Yechiv to watch it. But you have a Kabbalah Sachrayis. The Kabbalah Sachrayis, you can't quit. That's the way we explained the Ravid then, that on work, you could quit. The work of watching it, you could quit in middle. By Kabbalah Sachrayis he can't, which means we explained then that the Ravid holds the lumdis of Kabbalah Sachrayis. And the Rashba who argued with him held Mazik. That's the way the Tzais actually explained it. The Kutrasei Hashiurim explained it in Shia number one. That's the Ravid Shita that it works as Kabbalah Sachrayis. So come back to today. The Ritva says, B'shem the Ravid, that if a person in our Mishnah with a Seicher doesn't know what happened to it, so the Ravid says that is Chayiv. It's a case of any Adeya Imparati. And the Ramban disagrees, Yelzeini Adeya Nischayavti. So it fits in very nicely. The Ramban, the Ravid is Lashitasai. The Ravid holds that the Chiyuv Eshoimrim is Askabala Sachrayis. So the Seicher has a Chiyuv Askabala Sachrayis. So he's any Adeya Imparati. The Ramban will hold like the Rashba. That it's the chiyuv is al tzmazik. So if the chiyuv is al tzmazik, it's any day in the schayafti. I don't know if I was mazik you. I'm a seicher. I don't know what happened to the animal. It's any day in the schayafti. Fits in very geschmack, the lishitosams in this in the machlaikis here in the Mishnah. The only chiddush is the ktsais is chiddush. The ktsais that says that there's no chiyuv hashava in your shaymer, you don't have to bring it back. Tzai says that after 30 days, if I rent you something, I rent it to you for 30 days, at the end of the 30 days, you don't have to bring it back. You don't have to bring it back. You could just let me know that it's available. Yeah?
Even a
seicher? A seicher for sure, because it's going on our Mishnah seicher, right? What about a shayel also? Yeah, if you borrow my car, the Tzai seems to say, you borrow my car for 30 days, at the end of 30 days you can just let me know that it's available. If I come by, I can pick it up. No chiyuv hashava. There's another ketzais which is similar, totally different place. The ketzais holds that priyas bal chayv mitzvah, if you lend me money, the ketzais has a sheet that I don't have to go after you, I don't have to go to you to pay. You have to come to me. If you lend me money, Tzai says Prius Bachayv is only a mitzvah if you're Teveyami. If you're not Teveyami, I don't have to go to you to pay. I'm not sure everybody agrees with that. But that's the Shita Tzais. Yeah? If you borrow money, until the guy's Tevey, you don't have to pay. Even he made up, I'm borrowing money for 30 days. Tzai says Prius Bachayv mitzvah is only if you're Teveya. We find Kenza in a few places. A worker, you don't have to pay him unless he's Teveya. So he says, if you're not Teveya, you don't have to pay. It sounds a very similar thing here. He says a Shaymer, and he's including a Seicher for sure, and presumably a Shay, and a Shayel also for sure, because he's going on the Beis Yosef's case. He doesn't have to pay unless there's a, there's no Chiyav HaShava. The person has to come and get it. What's the case there?
It talks that if I lend something, borrow it for a certain amount of time, and then after this man who's finished the borrowing, let's say for 30 days, I send it back afterwards, my deed would change. My deed, when on the way back, on returning back, if let's say it was me, if it was an Aynis, I'm Potter. I'm like a Shad Rahim, depending on the case. But so the Gemara makes a hillock between the man when I borrowed it and the actual return. Otherwise, if it would be Achim HaShavah, it should be included. Yeah, here it's no.
Could be the Gemara holds it's not Kalano Shalai anymore, Bishas Hashavah.
Well, it depends, because if it was still Bishas Mishael, and I returned it then,
I'm still alive. Even though it's Bishas Mishael, I'm returning it. Specifically,
the
time.
Because
the
actual borrowing was over,
mm-hmm.
my deed
didn't
change.
So
maybe that's
the concise end. But even if there's a Chiyav HaShavah, it would end because it's not Kalano Shalai anymore. Shailas Chayav is Kalano Shalai, so once
well,
it ends.
Not talking about only Shailas, but anybody.
Anybody. Okay, so could be. All right, Uncle Ponim, what's geschmack to me is the fact that the machlokes and fit l'shitasam, and that's also good. All right, let's learn Reb Zeira. I don't know what I'm going to do with Reb Zeira. I don't know, there are obvious problems with Reb Zeira's tie, Reb Zeira says. The Gemara itself is Sakasha, but you walk away from Reb Zeira more cautious than answers. So we'll learn the Gemara. And let's see, everyone learned the Gemara, and everyone thought about Reb Zeira. So maybe you can help. Amar Reb Zeira, pa'amim shabaylu misham and kama pares l'saychem. Hechidami. Ogra minei meya yaymi. He rented it for 100, hadashayla minei tishin yaymi. Then he borrowed it for 90, he still owes him 10 days of rental. Hada ogra minei tamnin yaymi. Then he rented it for 80 days. He owes him 10 days of borrowing. Then he borrowed it for 70 days. So as of this moment, what's the schedule for this animal? If this animal doesn't die, what's going to happen to this animal? The next 70 days, it's going to be borrowed by the owner. The 10 days after it, it's going to be rented by the renter. The 10 days after that, it's going to be borrowed by the owner. And the 10 days after that, it's going to be rented by the renter. Did I get that right? This is 70 and 3 tenths, right? That's 100. Good? So presumably, this all happened in one day. That he rented it, and he borrowed it, and he rented it, and he borrowed it. So this is the schedule of what would happen to this animal. But the animal went ahead. Umesa, the stomach was too confusing for the animal. Umesa b'seichi meisha elasa, and then it went and died. So now, kol sheilu sheilu mechayev chada para, mechayev one para for each borrowing. Now the way Rashi teaches, you have to give how many paras back? Four. You have to give him back four paras: two lachalutin, two for keeps, because twice you borrowed it, and then you owe him 10 days of schiris twice, so you owe him two 10-day paras. Right, that's what Rashi says. V'sham dala paras, shtayim nechlatais, and the shtei tiyas al shtei she'ilos. What's this as a recipe? Now, before we get into anything, I just had a question here right away, which, let's say you lend me a hammer. You lend me a hammer, and I take the hammer and I use it, and I ruin it. Let's say I'm a Pesheya, or it's Nigneva, whatever it is. Hammer, I don't know how much a hammer costs, $10. I owe you $10. Can I go to the store, buy a similar hammer, and return the similar hammer, or do I have to give you $10? What do you think? Huh? I have to give you dafka $10? Well, can I go and just replace the hammer? Mustava, I could replace the hammer. I have a right to replace the hammer. Huh?
Once you lost the hammer, it's gone.
Now I owe him dafka $10.
What's the
chiv? Chiv is mama. Huh? What do you think? If there has to be dafka to $10, I can't get back the hammer. What do you say? Hammer or $10? I can't give you back the hammer, it's not just as good? Huh? We once had a chazanish. It was really a shach. The chazanish was explaining it. We talked about someone who breaks the window in a house. So Dina de Gemara, you have to pay the amount of money that the house went down in value. Gemara says if you mazik a house, you have to pay how much the house went down in value. So if the house was worth a $1 million house, and you broke a window. So the problem we had was if it's a $1 million house and you break a window, it's still a $1 million house. It should be potter. So the shach said, what did the shach say? The way the chazanish explained the shach, that anything that's replaceable, you don't pay for, you replace. You know what he said? Anything you're mazik that's replaceable, you replace it. If it's not replaceable, you shots up the value. But if it's replaceable, that was the aside, that a mazik replaces the thing that he was mazik whenever it's replaceable. If I borrow your hammer, if it's replaceable, assuming it's for sure just as good a hammer, it has a label on it, I know exactly which hammer it was. I can't, and vice, I don't know, but vice does some there, that replacing it is just as good as paying for it, no?
I don't remember you have, I agree to replace the hammer, it's not a dummy from that case.
Why?
In the case of the hammer, it's a she'ila, I borrowed something, I don't return what you borrowed. It's not a humble, it's not a hezek, it's not a thing. I borrowed this, I have to return this. Okay, you're talking about a hezek.
Right, well, if a shomer is chayiv als mazik, if the geder of chiyuvim is als mazik, so it should have the same rules. Even if it's kapolas achrayis, not sure. Heichi nedani lahaydina. I mean, I would think that you can pay back a hammer, unless there be a time it may not be as good a hammer. But pashtus, I would think that I can give back a hammer. Because it's no worse than if I was mazik and I could give back a hammer. So if I'm, it's even better. I'm less than a mazik. That's what I would think. However, no, you certainly could pay money. Well, tashlum could be a money. The value of the hammer that was lost.
The value, but say the case of the house.
The value went down.
The value
of
what?
So the Shach says that anything which can be replaced, you replace. If you don't want to physically replace it, you pay the value, the cost of replacing it. Your chiv is to replace it. It only went down a little in value.
Right. A broken hammer has value too. I should have.
All right, but certainly I'm allowed to, I think you'd agree, I'm allowed to give him back a good hammer, no?
Yeah, but I'm saying is that if you pay, then now you pay for the entire hammer, then you take the value of the hammer.
If it's cash, you pay the value went down.
So let's say the hammer is still worth $5, a broken hammer.
So I only owe you $5 then.
I'm not willing to pay for a new hammer.
Yeah, it's true. I'm just assuming that I can give a good one. What I had shver here in the Gemara is, if I'd be the owner of this para, and I rent it to you and you lent it to me, and I rented it to you and lent it to me, and now it died. And we go to Besdin. And Bezin starts telling me a story that I have to pay him two paris plus two more paris l'schiris. What I would think I could do is tell Bezin, listen, before this animal died, we had an animal that had a schedule, 70 days by me, 10 days by you, 10 days by me, 10 days by you. I'm just going to replace the para. The para died. I'm going to go take another one of my paris. And I just want to replace the dead para. Right? Just like replacing a hammer. I'm going to replace the para. Why would this Bailim, who did this whole back and forth deal, get into this whole mess and have to pay two animals plus two schirisim? If he's a Baal Seichel, he'll just say, listen, I'll replace the para. The para died by me. I'm sorry. I'll bring in another para. Take away the dead one. Put this one in its place. And let's keep on going the way we were going till now. I get it for 70 days, you get it for 10 days, I get it for 10 days, you get it for 10 days, and give it back at the end. I say to myself, I don't have to pay you anything. I just go back to the way I was before it died. Why not? This is so logical to me.
Still a
shayl. Huh?
Still a
shayl. I'm a shayl, so I'm going to fix whatever I did. Just like if I would borrow your para, if I could replace it with as good a para, equally good para, I'm assuming that I could do it. I don't have proof. Why can't I just replace it? Why can't I just put back? There was a para here that died. Let me just put back in its place a different para and go back to the way everything was originally. I don't want to pay you anything.
It's not really being replaced. It's pain. It's like Shabbat Kessler when you.
Yeah, but I'm going to gain because if I put it back to where it was originally, at the end of the day, I'm going to get it back.
It's not the same.
You're
when you're replacing it,
it's
Shabbat
Kessel.
It doesn't take the same. It can't take its place.
Yes, but I don't understand. Why can't it take its place? Why can't I give the Seicher back exactly what I took from him? It's just a different one. If you'll tell me, maybe it's not worth as much, okay. But assuming you can replace it.
What's the difference? Why can't you say money replace? In the same place, it says that when the first Baal claims it's from the Seicher, it's not because of the Mer Gabbah. It's a Prosi Gabbah. It's not something that's different. It's not the same cow. It's
not that kind.
So you're telling me that you never have options of replacing? Anybody borrows?
Replace it, but it doesn't actually replace it. It's a payment to show the guest.
So what you're really saying is, even if I replace it and I give it to the seicher doesn't have to give it back to me. It's just a way of paying. Sorry, it needs a little bit, no? Maybe he's right. If I replace the para, I'm just making believe. But really, I just am paying him. See, I would think the para died, I replaced the para, I'm finished. Everything's good. No? I mean, the other person may not even know about it. He lent it to me. It's in my barn at night. It died. I take it, I bury it, I sell it for whatever meat, nevela, and I put in a different para. It's coming from here that I have no right to do that. Is coming out of this Gemara. Otherwise, the Gemara doesn't even begin. The Gemara doesn't start. If I have an option of replacing, then the whole thing doesn't start. If I can replace something and put it back to the way it was before, the whole Gemara doesn't begin. To me, that's the biggest chiddush of Reb Zeira, is that I don't have that option. I would think I would have such an option.
So,
so we can't see you for being Toiveach HaMoichim. You can't really get away from the Knas. Because we can't see you for doing the Mechir. But
some of this Be'en that gets worth less, we also see that you don't have to pay the difference. Some steal something. You know, you have to pay it. It's worth less, you don't have to pay. But if that Be'en would die, you can't pay somebody that was...
See, but there really, be'etzem, you're mechuyev to pay exactly what you stole. The only reason if it goes down, you could be yaitz is because the Torah has exerted a conservation of zeila. So therefore, you really owe me the higher amount of money. But if you return the zeila itself, so you get off the hook. It's a way out for you.
So see, it says can't be replaced. You can't say this cow instead of that cow. You can never replace the actual cow.
Well, it won't be Heshev Zagzayla. If you're returning a different...
Why didn't you say you replace the cow?
Is that Heshev Zagzayla?
If you want to replace
it. Okay, that's exactly right. Is that a right to hear? Maybe. All right, I don't know. So what we're walking away with, if I understand you correctly, is that if I borrow your hammer and the hammer breaks and you say you want the $10, I have no right to replace it with a hammer. So, is that what comes out? So that means I can't replace it.
I could replace it.
I can't replace it. If he says I want the $10, and I say I want to give you a hammer, so...
The hammer thing is saying...
It's like every tashlum, and anytime I owe someone money, I can't give him hammers. If I borrowed a $10 para from you, I certainly can't pay you with it afterwards with a $10 hammer.
That's
you can't
fine.
Pay with shove a kesef if you have kesef.
Because I said so, $10 para doesn't mean that I could go and then say the world remain the same and now the para will go back and forth on it.
So what you're saying is, like he said, that even if I give a new para, that's just a tashlumen. It's just a method of tashlumen. So if I replace the hammer, it's a method of tashlumen. But then you have to agree with me that I can't force him to accept it, because I can't pay with Shava Kesef. I have a right to just go and pay with Shava Kesef. It's a payment to Shava Kesef. So you have to say that you can't do it. I know that when people borrow things and it breaks, they often just replace it and they don't even tell the person, they just give it back. But, yeah. Okay. I think what I'm trying to say is that Anybody reads Reb Zeira right away, Reb Zeira is a Pella. The Gemara's whole cheshbon of Pella, but this is the first thing that I would think, if I be the Bailam, that I could try to get out of it with this way. So you can't. All right, let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't even say a mashu. None of the Gemara, none of the Mefarshim talk about what I'm saying. Nobody, it's not as if what I'm saying, I'm telling you something that the Yeshua talks about or the Rajba talks about. Nobody talks about this. Everyone assumes that what I'm saying is incorrect, which means it is incorrect, that I can't just replace the para. Now, I don't know if there are two possibilities. Either I can't just replace the para, because that's a rule that a shayna can't just replace things. He has to pay cash. Maybe it's true. Or it's like you're saying, that maybe I could replace it. But when I replace it, it's just a method of tashlum, and it doesn't change a din. So I'm not sure which is correct. I know that the Hamoy Naam assumes that if you borrow something, you can replace it. When people borrow things on a regular basis, somebody borrows a basketball, they replace it. They're a different basketball if it breaks. When people buy things, they assume they're allowed to replace it. Is that true? I assumed it was true. My assumption is if it's true, then the Bible would have a way out here in this story. But obviously, it's not true. The Bible don't have a way out. Okay, so let that be as it is. Let's see what the Gemara says. So Rav Acha Medifti was bothered by something. Amalei Rav Acha Medifti L'Ravina Mechti Chada Parahu Chada Parahi I love Afka Afka Meschiris I love Lashila Afka Meschila I love Lashiris. Therefore what? The Gemara he leaves you hanging. He says, it's not a staver, it's the same para. Why do you have to pay two paras? He took it and he gave it and he took it and he gave it. It's all one para. So Rashi says, the first wide line, Lenya Tashlum Enami, Lashan Le Para Achas, Vitamid Mokam Rishayna Tachashte Shilas, Vite Shalai, Vachas, Yim Salas Vesari Esrim Yam. You should have given him two paras. One for keeps and one for the 20 days of work. That's Rabacha Medifti's Kasha. So we have here machloikis. According to Rashi, this is the machloikis in the maskana, Mabar Rav Ashi and Rav Zeira. That Mabar Rav Ashi is going to say that Rav Acha is right. So the first sheet is you give back two and two, two for keeps and two lizman. And Rav Acha, which is going to be the sheet of Mabar Rav Ashi holds, you give one and one. So first the Gemara explains Rav Zeira. Amalei umi isa lapara be'ena denei malei hachi. Is the par be'en that you should be able to get away with this, to do one and one? So he defended Rav Zeira. Or Rav Zeira defended himself. So Mabar Rav Ashi defended Rav Acha. The way Rashi learns, Mabar Rav Ashi is going on Rav Acha. He says, Amar, Ein lo yaleyem, ela shtei paris, chada de she'ila, chada de sirus, shum she'ila ha'achasi, shum schirus achasi, de she'ila kana legari, de schirus avi be'yimei schirusei, ma'had alei lamar. So we have two shitas here in the Gemara. Shita number one is Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira holds you pay four, two lechalutin and two for use. And the shita of Mabar Rav Ashi, which is Rav Acha, is you pay one and one, one for schiras and one for keeps. So first shverikait here is the Rishash's shtarka kasha. The Rishash says, forgetting for a minute the question whether you should give two paras or one para, on the para of schiras, you owe him a para for schiras and a para for keeps. Well, two paras for schiras, two paras for keeps, it's a machlokes. When do you have to give him the for keeps para? When? Right now, I have this para, and I could use it for 70 days. That means if nothing happened, I wouldn't return it to you until 70 days later. Right? So that means your barn is going to be empty for 70 days. I'm allowed to use it. So now that the animal died, I have to give you either one animal, l'chalutin, like my bravashi, a tula, I have to give you certain animals for keeps, plus a different animal for schirus. Why should I give you a different animal for schirus? I'll tell you what I'll do. I owe you an animal for keeps, I'll give it to you in 70 days. You weren't supposed to get it back till 70 days from now anyway. No? I borrowed it for 70 days. I don't have to give it to you back for 70 days. So why do I have to go buy four animals? Or, according to Rav Ashi, two animals? I'll go get one animal. I tell you, listen. I'll pay you. I owe you, but then I have a 70-day waiting period till I have to pay you. In the meantime, take this animal, use it for 10 days, and use it again for 10 days. And then give it back to me, and I'll use it, whatever, 50 days, and then at the end of the 70 days, I'll pay you back the para that I owe you. Why do I have to buy one animal for the for keeps payment, and one animal for the 10-day payment? Let me use exactly the same animal. One for 10 days and one for and one for keeps. Why do I do two? Why do I do two? Why do I do one animal for the temporary and one animal for the that I have to pay you back? I don't have to pay you back till after 70 days. Because even if the animal was alive, I didn't have to give it to you till 70 days from now. So why should I have to give it to you now? The Rishash Nemzon Apisvara, that it should be that way. Oh, you can do whatever you want to take me to Bezdin, but I won't be chayiv. So you tell me. What do you think? If you lend me something for 70 days, and something happens to it in the first day, I have to pay you before the end of the 70 days?
So the shale is over.
What?
When the animal dies, the shale is over. It's not that we're saying, okay, the shale continues, and even though the animal's dead, and as soon as the shale finishes, you have a chiyuv to return the animal. Meaning, since the animal dies, you got to pay. Now, when the animal dies, there's no more shale, because the animal's dead, what do you borrow? The shale is over. Now I said, okay, you were an oinus or whatever it is, you're dying.
Is that mistaver? Then I have to give him within 70 days? Okay, good. I agree with you halfway. Let's see why you have to pay back. You understand? This is the question. If I borrow something for 70 days and it gets dies kedarka and I have to pay, do I pay right away at the end of 70 days? I would think. Let's think. If my chiv is because I'm a mazik, I have to pay right away, no question. If I'm a mazik, so I should have to give it to you right away. If, however, it's a kabbalah achrayus, why was I mekabel? I was mekabel achrayus to return it after 70 days. I wasn't mekabel anything within 70 days. Kabbalah achrayus, that's what it was, kabbalah achrayus to watch it and to return it, the two parts. Right, I'm a kabbalah achrayus to make sure nothing happens to it, and I'm a kabbalah achrayus to return it at the end of 70 days. Isn't that what a kabbalah achrayus is? For that period of time.
Yeah. So nothing to do with returning it. You will have anything happens to it during the 7 days. You're responsible. During the 7 days, you're responsible.
But that means that my responsibility is. I don't know. What does it mean, kabbalah achrayus? If you lend me something, I'm a kabbalah achrayus. What does it mean? It doesn't mean I'm a kabbalah achrayus to make sure to return at the end of the 70 days. Yeah, I don't mean returning. I mean making available for return at the end of the 70 days. I don't know. Vice does, the Rishash is wrong. The Rishash is, again, it's a very stark akasha. Akasha, it's a shtark akasha that why do I have to return you one for keeps and one for the days? Use the one for these days and then keep it for the for keeps payment. Truth is, even if it died at the end of the 70, I still don't have to give you two lechalutin and two for borrowing, because your other 10 days are day 80 through 90, and I get day 70 through 80, so I can just give you the same para that I'm supposed to have from 70 to 80, right? I have a 70 days, you have a 10, I have a 10, you have a 10. So even if it died at the end of the 70 days, you're supposed to have it 70 to 80. I'm supposed to get it back 80 to 90. And you're supposed to get it back 90 to 100. So your 90 to 100 stint, I could pay up with my 80 to 90 stint. So even Lu Yitzu, you'd be right. All right, so I could do one of them. So why do I pay two and two? It's the same kasha. You're saying an achilah. I mean, all right, so still kasha Rashi. Why does I say I give you four? I should have to give you three. I have to give you. What's Rashi's lashon?
He said four animals. I have two chalutim and two pretending. Why can't you use the same one for 20?
If you have to pay right away, you have to pay right away. That's the Rishash's kasha. Why should you be chayav right away? All right. So this is the second difficulty with this sugya. This is Shera Sayan of Zayla and Sayan Marber of Ashi. And again, it doesn't have a great. What about the etzem din of Rav Zeira? Could you have such a thing? Could you have such a thing that from one para you get two paras? Could it be that this tashlum of two for one? Let's say we have. I'll tell you a case from the tenth parak. I own something. Reuven steals it from me. I wasn't miyayish yet. It's still mine. Reuven steals it. Shimon comes by and he eats it. Reuven steals something from me and Shimon eats it. Goy zolumaychem. Reuven stole it. It's $100 thing. So Reuven stole it and Shimon ate it. Who has to pay me? What's the deal? Reuven, Ratzah Mizegaiva, Ratzah Mizegaiva. Reuven has to pay me, stuff for me. Shimon has to pay me, he ain't my thing. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Ratzah Mizegaiva, Ratzah Mizegaiva. If I want, I could claim it from the Ganiv. If I want, I could claim it from the person who ate it. If I, according to Reb Zeira, why can't he get paid twice? Let him tell the Goslin, you stole it from me, pay me. And tell the Michael, you ate it, pay me. Why not? The Geisel owes him $100 and the Michael owes him $100. Why can't he collect from both? According to Reb Zeira. Why can't he collect from both of them? Reb Steinman asked this kasha in the Yel Zashachar. He says that in this case you should be able to buy twice. According to Reb Zeira, what's the big deal? Reb Zeira says there's no problem getting paid for one animal two times or four times. No problem. If that's a din, that's a din. Shkayach. So by Geisel or Michael, let's pay twice. I'll ask you another kasha. There's a Gemara in Bava Kama where Reuven digs a barbishus a rabbit. And Shimon's shar pushes my shar into the bar. So the halach is that Reuven pays half and Shimon pays half. They're both chayach. Reuven pays half, his animal pushed my animal into the bar, and Shimon pays half. And they ask, Kakasha, why don't you say Ratzim Zegai and Ratzim Zegai? That's very similar. Same thing. Why can't I collect from both? From the Bala bar, because my animal died in his bar, and from the Mazik, because the Mazik was Mazik me. For that matter, anytime two people do a Hezik together, any case of Ratzim Zegai, but really, I should be able to collect from both twice. Why not? What's the answer? Why can't you collect twice? It's ridiculous. It's more ridiculous than Reb Zeira. It's equal. No, there would be one animal. We'd just go from him to him to him to him.
I know, it's
them.
No. So in such a case,
Geisel and Michael, if it was two different things, there would be two chiyuvim.
No, it
just was one.
I'm saying it was two here, it was one animal and one para, but the fact that it went through four different hands, right, and two of them were seichem and two of them were shaylim, so both of the seichem would end up with a para. So you hear you have a multiplication of one para to two. So he said, what difference does it make if there are.
It's very hard to understand how the one para changes into two.
But is that not true that it's even without us there? It's not law.
Then we will be one chiyuv, but it will go from Reuven to Shimon. There'd be a chiyuv, and from Levi to Yehuda, there'd be a chiyuv.
Right, so they would both get a part.
They would. Each one would get one part.
So here you have, and that's the stuff of halach. So here you have an actual halach, which we can approximate, that one animal can turn into two.
And over there, if I go as a little Michael, why don't I pay twice? But halacha is a guy's last to pay. If I would have had two steaks, and Reuven would have stolen one, and Shimon would have eaten the other, it would be the same. But why did Shimon eat my steak? What's the difference if Reuven stole it first? He's chayiv to me anyway, because Ratzim is a guy for me. I come on, I'm for me. You really should all be thinking back the way we talk all along. Do you pay for hefsid or do you pay for hezek? I mean, that's really the issue here. Right? All along, with this whole zman, how many weeks is it? 40 days. 40 days to the Yomer. 35 days. 30 days. We're talking the whole zman about whether you pay hefsid or whether you pay what you damaged. L'chayra here, if you hold you pay hefsid, if you hold that the payment is always hefsid, it's bechal makes no sense here. There's no hefsid of two paras. What hefsid of two paras? Impossible to understand. If the reason you pay somebody is because you caused them a loss, you can't pay two paras for one para. You can't pay four paras for one para. And that's what Rav Elchanan says, it's a problem from this Gemara. If you hold you pay hefsid, our Gemara says you see you don't pay hefsid. Elamai, you pay what you are mazik. The way it technically works out, if you pay what you are mazik, so guys, Elamai, you should also have to pay too. Rav Steinman brings a Machne Ephraim to answer it. Lined, I'll tell you a little more about the Machne Ephraim tomorrow, but basically, Rav Steinman is using the whole mahalach we had that a chi of Shaimrim is al Kabbalah Sachrayus. That's what he uses to explain Reb Zeira. He says, you're right, really. If you're talking about Tzmazik, it wouldn't make sense. If you're talking about Zaganev, it doesn't make sense. If you're talking about Tzmaichel, it doesn't make sense. Really, it would make zero sense to pay two for one. Except, the aside here is that there was a Kabbalah Sachrayus. A person was Makabal on himself. One day, I'm Makabal Achrayus, I'll replace the Parah. And then, later, when the guy rented it again, he takes it back, he says, I'm a Kabbalah Achrayus the second time. What are you going to do? Taka makes no sense, but the person was Makabal Achrayus. If you're Makabal Achrayus with a Kenyan, by being Meshich the Parah, you have to pay. Who cares if it makes no sense? This is basically the way Rav Steinman and the Yelis HaShachar learns Rav Zeira. We'll try to see tomorrow what it fixes up. It could fix up really the whole sugya. Because the whole problem with the sugi is it goes against the intuition of a person that you could be such tashlum. So Rosh Steinman is writing is, you're right. It's nothing to do, it's not a logical thing at all. The whole chiyuv here is because there was a Kabbalah Sachrayus two times, which was really four times, which we'll see, the four parais, and that's why you pay. That mahalach, it gives us at least a little bit of a yad v'regel. So tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we'll talk about it a little bit. And I'd like to try to go up to Lamed Vav tomorrow as well.